All right, talking with candidate in the riding of Sarnia Lambton, Bekesrenon, for the Conservative Party of Canada, Marilyn Gladue. Introduce us to Marilyn.
I was a chemical engineer for 32 years in Sarnia Lambton and traveled globally. I worked for Dow Chemical, worked for Suncor, worked for Worley Parsons, and eventually turned into politics in 2015.
Lead us right into political history.
Excellent. So I have I've been voted the most collegial parliamentarian by all the other parties in the House twice. I have been made a fellow of the Canadian Academy of Engineers. I've introduced two private members' bills, one to make palliative care have consistent access for all Canadians, and the other one to protect people's pensions in the event of bankruptcy of a company. And so I've been on various roles as Shadow Minister of Health, Shadow Minister of International Trade, a number of roles like that, and on various committees. So certainly lots of experience in politics, but lots of experience working in the world globally, which is something that's going to be really important in these volatile times.
Three-term MP?
That's correct.
So obviously, I would assume you feel your work's not done. That's why you have your hat in the ring again.
Yeah. You know, over the last 10 years, we have seen our country really fall apart. We've got, you know, lines up at food banks that are in record levels, housing prices doubled, rents doubled, young people losing hope of ever owning a home, and crime out the window. We've got the current threats from the American president, and our economy is really not performing well. Lowest productivity in the G7 and worst in the OECD. So we need to have people who know how to create an environment to build jobs, build LNG plants, pipelines, and put the economy back in place so that we can afford the social services, the health care that we need. We need to get our immigration under control. We need to get the crime under control. And I think everybody's ready for a change. I'm hearing that from my constituents and the new part of the riding. So we're ready to put Canada first for a change.
Your thoughts on the new riding and how you're going to approach it now that you're adding the Indigenous community?
Well, I did have Anjanon, you know, in Sarnia Lambton prior, but now they've extended the boundaries of this riding all the way up to Grand Bend and all the way to the east with Warwick, Watford, Arcona, Brooke Alvingston, Don Euphemia, and added in Walpole Island, which is where the name Bekesrenon comes from. That's what it means, where the waters meet, and Kettle and Stony Point. So I've met all of the various chiefs and certainly partnered with our First Nations community. And I'm looking forward to serving all of the residents of Sarnia Lambton, Bekesrenon.
Marilyn, what's on your candidate platform?
Well, in the Canada First platform, we've got to stop being so dependent on the U.S. Today, 75% of our trade is with them. We trade twice as much with them as we do with the other provinces. And so we should be trading with ourselves. Makes no sense that I can't buy wine from B.C., but they can in the U.S. That doesn't make any sense. So we need to do that, and I think we need to start trading with our other trading partners, like-minded trading partners. We haven't taken advantage of those in the past. And then we need to create jobs here. We've turned down three huge $60 billion a year contracts for LNG, Canadian LNG that would replace Russian oil and coal. And think what $180 billion infused into our healthcare system could do for what we have today.
Okay, let's go from nationwide to riding. And do you have anything on the platform as far as riding as a candidate?
Absolutely. I mean, in Sarnia Lambton, they have indicated affordable housing is the number one priority. And so certainly I've brought money to that already. We've got five projects on the go, but there's more that's needed there. We have a huge drug addiction issue, four times the provincial average in Sarnia Lambton, Bekesrenon. And so we need recovery. We need to help the people to get off their addictions and get back to their lives. We also have a huge opportunity to grow. We have infrastructure for the petrochemical industry. There are plans in place to expand the energy corridor in Sarnia Lambton, Bekesrenon. That'll create well-paying jobs, which we need. And of course, we must build the homes.
Come April the 28th, when voters go to the polls, why should they put their mark beside Marilyn Gladue?
Well, I'm a proven solution. You know, I've brought over $400 million to the riding. I've created jobs. I've kept my promises to create the oversized load corridor, which has become hugely prosperous for our area. And I'm going to continue to be a strong voice in Ottawa. I have the experience, I have the contacts, and certainly I'm listening to everyone in the new part of the riding as well as the old.
If voters want to reach out and find out more about the party, about your new riding, about you as a candidate, how would they do that?
Well, you can either go to marilyngladue.ca or call the campaign office at 226-336 416-746-7425. I'm always happy to take people's calls and call them back.
Marilyn Gladue, the Conservative Party of Canada candidate for the riding of Sarnia-Lambton-Bequesgwinon. Thanks for this, Marilyn. We appreciate it, and good luck with the campaign.
Hey, great. Thanks, and have a great day.